That's the music, the sounds, the dulcet sounds of my guest, Scott Gresham Lancaster. What are you doing? What are you showing me there?
I was showing you the title of this called Martian Time Slip, which is based on a Philip K. Dick novel of the same title. And then that little sort of the dulcet tones, as she said, a piece called Geodesic Ellipsoid, which was done in 1982 at Mill Center for Contemporary Music when I was the new technical director there.
That's right, the young wonder kid. Now look at you.
Yeah, what a mess.
Bald and fat. I'm just kidding.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's all right, I'm bald and fat too. No, I have more hair than I did, but I'm way fat.
Anyway, the piece was based on a geodesic ellipsoid and passing planes through it. It was like a totally algorithmically generated, so I don't know. It's kind of
sounds so nice.
I just remastered it because I was Marin Hedlund's Center for the Arts artist residency program is possibly going to, I don't know, I'm one of the candidates for next year, and the piece I do would be around some of that stuff, so I wanted to play a piece from way back then to show that I've been working on this for a lot of years and blah, blah, blah. So that's that.
So what we were whining. We were bitter yeah. about our jobs. But, well, maybe you need to win that MacArthur.
Yeah, there we go. Well, that's why I'm here at midnight, just because I'm sure MacArthur's listening. Whoever he is.
Yeah, crack of dawn. That's a big exposure here.
Yeah.
But however, you know, we are on the net, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
As we speak, it's streaming all over the place. And when Pauline Oliveros was on this show, someone phoned her from Philadelphia, and then she was on their show, of course.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
Yeah, I'm working with Pauline on a project right now.
Well, who isn't?
Yeah, all right.
No, I'm just really in a weird mood. No, yeah. She's very prolific.
Yeah, she is. She works and, very hard. Yeah, she's in. I think
phenomenal.
She's in Wisconsin right now, or maybe she's in Madison right now, working on something for a big piece in April. Yeah, she does a lot of stuff. So, what I was thinking to play next would be a really completely different thing, which is track 4 on there.
Okay.
And this is a piece for string quartet, although it's realized not by an actual real string quartet. I did as good as I could. Called The Heart That Wandered.
Okay.
And it's kind of straight, but I think it's a nice piece.
Was there anything else we wanted to say?
I'm sure we'll think of it while this
Do
is
we want to take Collins later?
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, later we'll do some Collins. But if you want to talk to Scott Gresham Lancaster or myself, Barb, you can phone us while the music's playing. 510-848-4425. We're not giving away anything, though. Okay, so what is it called?
The Heart That Wandered.
The Heart That Wandered. It sounds very like a Mendelssohn or Schumann title,
yeah,
or
well,
something.
Yeah, well, wait to hear it. It's really straight.
It's very romantic. Okay, just a sec. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what was that? You were saying that was 14-8 towards the end?
Yeah, that little last little section that leads back into the reprise.
Yeah.
So that was 1985. I finished writing that when I was at Jurassic, the artist residency program.
You were there in 85?
Yeah.
Did you go back there, like,
no,
years
I've gone
later?
Back. No. That was the only time I did it. It's fantastic for any artists out there. That,
yeah. I was there in 94, yeah. Actually.
95, I'm sorry. Did I say 85?
That's right.
Yeah, 95.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, I didn't sleep and I didn't get tired, you know, just because it's like one of the only times in my life where
the
I could
drugs.
Could just, could, yeah. Well, there weren't, no. I was just the only time where I could just work. And there was no other, you know, they were making food for you, and you didn't have to think about any of that stuff, you know. So I just could work, and it was really great. I mean, it's the way everyone who wants to be an artist should be able to live that way all the time.
Yep.
But, you know.
Sigh.
Yeah.
Groan.
Okay, so the next thing would be from last Sunday night, Hot Flaming Skull is a project I've done off and on. I did a big kind of, Barb, you sang in that, remember? I did a big kind of orchestra piece at Beanbenders with Chris Brown and Tim Perkis and Joe Catalano when he was still alive.
Was that the hub, part of the hub?
No, the Hot Flaming Skull, it was like my piece, you sang with Sam.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
yeah.
that? And
yeah.
So it's like an ongoing project that I call Hot Flaming Skull, and it's sort of like my solo performance with others. This time it just was a duo with my assistant from Cal State Hayward, Tomonori Yamasaki, who's a young, brilliant young guy who I think is going to really do some interesting work coming up. He's just getting started on the whole deal. And so he was accompanying me and on electronics and theremin. And then I was playing guitar and other stuff, hard to describe. Not real computer-oriented lately. It was more like boxes and... I mean, David Tudor has been such an inspiration, and he never really used a computer either. There's digital stuff in there, but and so anyway, that this piece starts out though with another one of the sections from the Martian Timeslip piece, which I performed in Europe in June of '99, and then. I'm remastering and turning into like a whole performance kind of radio piece thing. So the first, I think, 4 minutes or so, section 2A of this big piece based on the Philip K. Dick novel. So that's...
What's the novel called?
The Martian Timeslip.
Oh.
It's actually the whole bit of the music is from the point of view of the main character, who's an autistic child who can't communicate but can control time just because he's lost in it in a way. And there's this corporate guy who sort of wants to take advantage of his ability to see how time moves and affect the future and the past. And then there's another sort of repairman guy who can't he can't control his own sense of schizophrenia and autism. And the closer he gets to the boy, the more he gets drawn into his world. And so the point of view of the music is from the child's point of view, so it's really hard to understand. There's just little text fragments and kind of a lot of time jumpage and stuff like that. And then the music that followed in the live performance was based on thinking about that. So this is a pretty long thing. The performance was around 39 minutes. I edited a little bit, so it's like 37 minutes long.
And would you say that this is a work in progress? Is it going to be longer at some point?
Well, this 37 minutes is actually that the work in progress, the 4 minutes of it is the work in progress, and then the following 33 minutes is the live performance with Tomonori and myself, which will probably never happen again. I mean, not that we won't ever play again, but I mean, even if we tried to do the same thing, it would be like so different that it would be a different thing.
So this is Hot Flaming Skull live. Scott Gresham, Lancaster.
We're trying to track where my hands aren't and play things that fit in. There was a sub-piece that's inside of it called The Five Tones for Slonimsky, which is when it gets into this pentatonic thing. Those of you who can know what that means, it goes through a series of pentatonic scales, and they're the series of pentatonic scales that are in Slonimsky's Thesaurus of Scales and Melodic Patterns. And so I was kind of interacting with the way the computer was playing those scales, and but primarily it's my own playing and just sort of kind of hyper instrument with about another third or one quarter contribution from the power book that I had there. So that's the story with that piece.
So Scott Gresham, Lancaster's albino cock. Finish
what?
It up. I was
crows at the unseen moon.
Crows at the unseen moon. Give us a call. 510-848-4425.
infrastructure.
So that was Scott Gresham Lancaster live. Well, it wasn't. It was live then. A recording of a performance he did on Carl Stone's show on the Disclavier.
Right.
Right here in KPFA. And that's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's when we talked about Richard Teitelbaum coming on October. Well, the piece, two keyboards of his music.
Right.
And that reminded you, oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'd worked with Richard when I was at Mills as the technical director, and it was kind of an inspiration. He was using Marantz pianos before the Yamaha Discoveres had come out, and it got me interested kind of in that area of stuff, and so I did a series of pieces around using the Yamaha Disclavier. And that they all sort of have elements that are present in that piece.
And you were saying you were talking to someone, someone who had been involved, someone who was avant-garde music, but she really, her real druthers was to be singing kind of show tunes.
Show tunes and cabaret kind of stuff. And so the piece was kind of inspired by, I mean, it gets pretty schmaltzy there in a few places. And, you know, it's like you're supposed to be all serious and, you know. I guess that's kind of relates to the concept of being in a band called Fuzzy Bunny now. You know, it's sort of the same kind of thing. It's, you're tired of taking everything so seriously. I mean, music is just like from the soul. So
yeah, it's got to be from the soul. It's like there got to be some kind of release of sorts. I mean, you know. Just
the whole academic thing, I mean, just gets to be too much for me. I mean, I teach in a university and everything, but I don't know, I can't take it all that seriously.
So there's a few things happening in October that I didn't mention, so let me cover them kind of fast. Saturday night seems like fun. I'm going to go to Theater Artaud. There's a benefit for Theater Artaud, actually. So Z Program 8 Infinity, October 5th, 6th, 7th, and featuring Pamela Z, Cube Chicks, Mia Masaoka, Donald Swearingen, Matthew Brubeck. And there's an installation by Kay Atchley, one of his fountains. So I've missed all those fountains. Did you see the one at Langton that Kenneth did?
No, you know, I didn't.
So doing a sound installation of the fountains. So that should be great. So that's Theater Artaud, which is in San Francisco. If you want to phone 647-2200, just show up at 450 Florida Street. You can also email Pamela Z at PamelaZ.com. So if you need more information. And Mills College, the day after Ursula Oppen and Aki Takahashi play Teitelbaum's piece, music of Filipino composer Jose Maceda, and it's music for five pianos and gongs and bamboo, two pianos and four winds, and suling, and musicians Chris Brown, Julie Steinberg, Aki Takahashi, Belle Bullwinkle, Matthew Goodhart, William Winant, etc. So that's at Mills College in Oakland. If you need more information, 510-430-2296.
What was the date of that again?
The date of that is Sunday, October 22nd at 4 o'clock.
Because a week before, on the 15th, that same composer, they're doing a piece.
Oh, Yerba Buena.
Yeah, the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts outdoors, and it's like people can participate in it.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Bamboo instruments and stuff. That's this Sunday.
It's not this Sunday.
The 15th. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I have that actually written in my book. Let me whip out my book and see what time that is. Yeah, that's 2 o'clock at Yerba Buena in the Gardens.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Brown. Yeah.
Chris was telling me about it. Chris heard this guy in
Cuba, I think.
No, it was in the Philippines.
Oh, the Philippines.
In Manila a few years back when he and Johanna went there and. Mm-hmm. Was really knocked out by a piece that he heard for bamboo instruments for like 1,000 people. And so he's into these big, massive...
So that'll be a lot of fun. And Throat Singers from Tuva, Saturday the 7th at Noe Valley Ministry. That's on Sanchez, 1021 Sanchez. That's this Saturday also. I mean, there's lots of stuff going on. And one more thing, Guillermo Galindo and Guillermo Gomez Pena have a Spanglish performance opera. It's a work in progress at the lab, and it seems like it's really going to be a lot of fun. Fusion of performance art and new music, rap, techno, Chicano aesthetics. So that should be lots of agendas and fun. And that's at the lab on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 13th, 14th, 15th. And the lab is 2948 16th Street, right at CAP. Okay, and if you want more information, just phone me here, 848-4425. You can email me at barb@idiom.com, too, if you want to. Someone phoned, a listener phoned once and said, you were just talking about these performances with a very bored tone of voice, and you're going very fast and blah, blah, blah. And I felt like saying, see my finger, you know what you can do. I'm not bored, and I'm trying to give the information, you know, and I think it's kind of boring sometimes to be talking too much, but, you know, there's lots of good stuff around, so may as well know about it. Okay. Let's crank up the music, please.
Okay.
We have nothing queued up.
Well, track 8 of the CD on the left is is an excerpt from the Martian Timeslip piece that's a kind of a solo of Sam exposing one of the main textual pieces that runs as a thread, like it's repeated about 7 times in the Philip K. Dick's novel. And Sam did about 15 recordings.
Sam Ashley.
He and I have a ongoing ensemble with our late friend Joe Catalano and Sam and Tim Perkis sometimes, and Bill Thibault, and just different people have collaborated on the Very Important Now. It's mostly Sam and I, really. And this is part of the Very Important Now thing, but I kind of melded it into this piece.
Is that what you did at the Chapel of the Chimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
That was something like that. We're actually remastering that. That's A Fish Clinging to Water is a piece of Sam's that we're remastering. He's living in Germany now, and so we're sending dats back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't have that ready for prime time yet. Yeah, prime time. Yeah. So
tells you our reality. Yeah, but
so why don't you play track 8 there, and this is Sam doing that piece.
Okay.
And then track 7 is another piece called In the Unlikely Event of a Water Landing, for cello quartet and David Tudor's neural net synthesis system that I got a chance to work with, and right near the end of David Tudor's life, and I used it as part of this piece, so it's a combination of 4 cellos and Tudor's electronics.
So we'll slip back into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
I mean, I would have done the order different if I'd known it end up this way, but
hey. Okay.
It's only rock and roll.
Hey.